It's Friday, March 23rd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Islamic Boko Haram militants returned 104 of the schoolgirls this week that they had kidnapped from Dapchi, Nigeria, Africa last month, according to Nigerian officials. Survivors confirm 5 girls died in the initial kidnapping, and only one remains in captivity, 15-year-old Leia Sherabu, who refused to convert from Christianity to Islam in exchange for being released. Nata Sherabu, Leia's father, told a local radio station he is, quote, very sad that she has not been freed, but is also jubilating, too, because his daughter did not denounce Christ, end quote. Please, pray for Leia's release and safe return to her family. Jesus said in Luke 18, 29-30, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life. Praise God! A Pakistani Christian man was acquitted last week in a case where he had originally been sentenced to death on false blasphemy charges against Islam. One of Anjum Sandhu's lawyers told World Watch Monitor the case was, quote-unquote, clearly fabricated. Amsterdam-based suit supply clothing manufacturer put up thousands of homosexual advertisements across Holland back in February. In response, Christians with a Dutch pro-family organization organized a public prayer rally earlier this month. The Christians were then assaulted and mobbed by activists who support sexually perverted lifestyles. Police had to intervene numerous times. Suit Supply has lost over 12,000 followers on Instagram, and many of their displays have been torn down. You can call their American office to complain at 646-224-9902 or email service@suitsupply.com. The number of young people who have no religious affiliation across Europe is increasing, according to a recent study by Stephen Bullivant of St. Mary's University in London. Of the 22 countries studied, 12 countries had over 50% of 16 to 29-year-olds say they have no faith at all. The most non-religious was the Czech Republic at 91%. The UK came in at 70%. The study also found similar numbers across Europe of those who say they never go to church or pray. Bullivant stated, quote, the new default setting is no religion, and the few who are religious see themselves as swimming against the tide, end quote. Psalm 9:17 warns, the wicked shall return to Sheol, all the nations that forget God. U.S. congressional leaders unveiled a $1.3 trillion omnibus spending deal on Wednesday to fund the government through the fiscal year ahead of a government shutdown today. Backed by Republicans, Democrats, and the White House, the bill passed in the House but is delayed in the Senate as Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky decried it as, quote-unquote, wasteful and a monstrous bill. The bill includes funding for the military and 100 miles for the border wall, as well as federal funding of the abortion giant Planned Parenthood. A California high school student is organizing a pro-life walkout through social media with the hashtag Life. Brandon Gillespie of Rockland High School said he was inspired by his history teacher, who asked students if they thought the administration would allow for an abortion protest, as thousands of students had been walking out to advocate for gun control. Brandon said he wants to, quote, honor all the lives of the millions of aborted babies every year, end quote. We've got an insider's perspective on a critical Supreme Court case involving the sanctity of human life. Stay tuned for my Worldview special report featuring Matt Staver of the Liberty Council, a Christian group specializing in our freedom of religion and speech. You can hear it immediately following today's newscast. And finally, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin has declared a day of prayer for Kentucky students over the last 2 years. And now, a bill passed by the Kentucky House would make the last Wednesday in September, quote, a day of prayer for Kentucky students, end quote, to be proclaimed by the state's governor and led by students. Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2, 1-2, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. And don't forget, join the Generations team in Washington, D.C. for the Bible Family Conference on August 10th and 11th with guest speakers Ken Ham, Ray Comfort, and Steve Green of Hobby Lobby and the founder of the Museum of the Bible. Plus, attend enlightening Christian historical tours in our nation's capital. Build your family on the rock. Early registration deadline is March 31st. Go to generations.org. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, March 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for another Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. The Worldview spoke with Matt Staver, founder of the Liberty Council, who wrote a brief to the Supreme Court on behalf of his client, a California pro-life crisis pregnancy center. Staver said this hostile California law is far-reaching.
So this is the government of California forcing crisis pregnancy centers to promote abortion contrary to their mission, but it also overpowers their message. So if you can imagine creating a brochure, and in that brochure, you have to include two long sentences of 29 words each, 48-point font, in 13 different languages. The brochure becomes unwieldy. It becomes the message of the state promoting abortion. You would have to do that on your website. You would have to do that at the entrance to your crisis pregnancy center. Post these 13 languages in 48-point font promoting abortion. If you ever have looked at how big 48-point font is, it's huge. And to put 29 words in 48-point font literally screams off the page or off the notice. And then to have to repeat that 13 times in 13 separate languages.
Staver explained the punitive side of this anti-life California law.
$500 for each violation and $1,000 for any subsequent violation. So if you didn't put it at the entrance, that's $500 on the first day, $1,000 for each subsequent day. If you didn't put it in the lobby, it's another $500 for the first day, $1,000 for every subsequent day. In other words, when you look at all the different places where these crisis pregnancy centers would have information, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars that will pile up in a very short period of time that literally will crush these pro-life crisis pregnancy centers, and that's the real reason for this law.
Staver said it's clear that the liberal, pro-abortion California state legislature wants to shut down the pro-life pregnancy centers.
There's no question that the real point in California is to put the crisis pregnancy centers out of business. The issue is not just giving information, because Planned Parenthood doesn't have to give contrary information about what it does. Doctors' offices are exempt. Only nonprofit crisis pregnancy centers have to give the state's message to refer people to abortion and actually give a contact number for people to find out how they can have an abortion.
Staver, who was present at the Supreme Court this past Tuesday when Michael Ferris of Alliance Defending Freedom made his oral arguments on behalf of another pro-life center, concluded that it appears as though we have won the case, which will be revealed this June.
Justice Sotomayor, who normally wouldn't be with us on something like this, say that this was burdensome and that it was improper. Of course, Kennedy was expressing dissatisfaction with this law. I think most of the justices clearly against this law when they began to realize the extent of its reach.
Pray for the Supreme Court justices to make the right decision. The First Amendment right of free speech and freedom of association should not be curtailed in any way. This has been another Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.